Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Almost fall. Almost Halloween.
Well, it's
almost, it's fall, whatever.
Technically.
Almost Halloween. Almost Halloween. That's my favorite.
Are you going to sing songs all the way up to Halloween?
About Halloween, just about how great it is, how October is the best month.
Technically, we have an
episode. Best holiday.
Technically, well, if we actually release a show on a Thursday, like we're supposed to, but we could release a show on Halloween.
It's a spooky show.
It could be a spooky show. We'll have to do a spooky book.
It's the spookiest show. It's the best holiday.
We have plenty of spooky books. I remember last year, we tried to do, like, spooky books?
No, we tried to do, like, romantic books for February, and that was kind of a fucking washout. And then we did some Christmas stuff. I don't remember if we did, well, maybe we did do some, because didn't we do a Teen Titans where there was a ghost?
There was that. At some point, we definitely have done spooky books.
Yes. The spookiest.
The spookiest books. Yeah, I know we got a few others.
Spooky.
Yeah, there's a few others to dig into.
So excited.
I
love fall, Halloween.
Yeah.
It's the best fucking holiday. All I want to do is decorate for Halloween. I don't really care about other holidays. Very excited.
Or are we going to put our stuff out?
Yeah, we got to put our shit up.
You gotta do it early.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta get, like, right on it.
Okay.
You know, like, maybe...
this weekend?
I don't have time.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. But I think it's important. Because the first is on Tuesday.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So maybe on Tuesday, not, like, we'll have to go out and decorate.
Well, we got our tree.
Yeah, we got our spooky tree.
We have one of those, there's a Frankenstein head, right?
Gargoyle. I don't know. We have a tree head thing.
Oh, it's a tree. That's right.
A gargoyle, and we've got tombstones. We should probably make better ones.
I'd like to find a sturdy tombstone.
I think we'll have to make them, but I think we have to, like, actually cut wood or something.
I don't want
to. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I Googled it. I can't find wooden tombstones that you can just buy.
Dear Internet. Yeah. How do I find heavier tombstones my ghoulish display?
We could just make some, like, really shitty, like, cross ones.
It's true. We can.
It'll just look like a bunch of fucking pilgrims died in our lawn.
Maybe. maybe they did.
Yeah.
Maybe they're underneath there right now.
Maybe.
Well, not pilgrims, probably.
Maybe, like people walking across the prairie. Way westward, dropping fucking dead.
Yeah, yeah. Because
there's no water out here. Because it's Colorado.
That's my job in Colorado, is to find water.
Yeah, good job.
I often, when we drive around here, I'm like, hey, there's a pool.
Yep.
Or there's a pond or something.
There's no lakes. It's a pond.
But they're like, I mean, they're not lakes. Like, lakes are big.
Yeah, no, there's no lakes out here. They're all ponds.
A lot of times
people will call them lakes, and then you're like, are you fucking kidding?
As somebody who lives...
I was going to say, you live by Lake Erie.
By a motherfucking lake.
That was a motherfucking lake.
That's a lake. I'm like, Lake Erie, like, it's not the biggest lake.
No, but it's still fucking big.
But it's gigantic. It's a big-ass fucking lake.
Yeah.
So, you like, it's not, ain't no pond.
Like, you can put an actual boat, like a ship in there.
You could put a few things in there.
A couple. Like, it's
Lake
really,
Erie might hold a ship.
It's always funny out here when I see people with these huge boats. I'm like, where are you putting that?
Yeah, right?
Sure, we have, like, reservoirs, but you can see to the other side of them. They're not huge.
Yeah, that's not fun.
You know, it's not like Lake Erie. It's not, like, gigantic. It's a tiny-ass place where there's water.
Well, would you, what would be, like, the nearest place around here that's, like, big water?
Salt Lake.
Okay, so that's technically a lake.
I mean, technically, that's the only one I can think of.
I guess you gotta go there then.
I mean, if you want a lake, I don't even know how big Salt Lake is, but it's an actual lake.
Filled with salt.
Salt water, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, that is...
I'm sure there must be one around here somewhere. Maybe Lake Tahoe?
I mean, that's all in Nevada, like way north.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, well, maybe Salt Lake's closer.
I think Salt Lake technically would be closer. Let's talk about maps.
Yeah.
Shout out to maps.
Apparently Lake Granby. But everything else that they list here is a fucking reservoir.
Where's Lake Granby?
Oh, wait.
Oh.
The largest... Facts about Colorado.
Oh.
The largest of the hundreds of natural lakes in Colorado, and they're very small, is Grand Lake, which is almost one full square mile.
Eh.
There you go. That's the biggest one.
I mean, that's big, but it ain't no Lake Erie.
Well, exactly.
I mean, granted...
I'm telling you, we don't have a lot of lakes out here.
Granted, Lake Erie is legit one of the great lakes.
It is. It's gigantic. It's,
like, you can't...
That's why I always call them ponds. I don't really... To me, they're not that big. They're just like, meep.
Anyways.
Thank you for... This has been lake talk.
I don't even know.
How the fuck did we start talking about lakes?
Because we're talking about the settlers not having any water.
Oh, there's no water. That is...
And how they died in our yard.
That's just 100%.
And how we should put cross markers to represent their graves.
I mean, we could do that. Then we could like write on them. It could just be like, you know, died of thirst. Or it could just be like an Oregon... Oh, it should be an Oregon Trail cemetery.
Yeah.
And it'll just be like, you've died of dysentery.
Can we make up people's names? Or can we Actually, I have a question.
I mean, we could have real people. I could put a little thing and say, like, Giles Corey was pressed to death.
No. Well, I'm saying...
Not here, but...
I'm just thinking.
Uh-huh.
But is it illegal or is it a problem if you put, like, a gravesite of somebody... Like, if you're doing a Halloween thing and you put a gravesite of somebody that is still alive...
Well,
like a public figure.
I don't think it's illegal.
But if you put that up there, then, like, you know, people, like, I mean, granted, it might be meme-worthy, but...
Yeah, I don't think it's illegal. I mean...
Or viral, but yeah.
I can't imagine it's illegal, but, you know, you can make up names. You could use historical people.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, but I'm just asking.
I can't imagine it's illegal, but I don't know.
Hmm. Like, what if I put me...
I mean, we could. Do you want to, like, lay in the yard and scare the kids?
No, I don't want to lay. I just want to be like, people be like, well, he's right there.
They don't have fucking nobody coming to our door is going to know that. We don't talk to our neighbors.
Well, I'm going
to
come out. What's going to happen is when they come to Christian Katrina, he's like, I'm out in the yard. That's my grave. Here's a fun-sized Butterfinger.
He's a fun-sized Butterfinger. You know what? I still, if it's not too cold, because that's the thing about Colorado, our cold, we always get a cold snap on Halloween, so it's like 35 degrees. And sometimes snowing, if it's not too cold, I still think we should take the fire pit, because we have a propane fire pit. We should put it out in the driveway, and we should sit there.
If it's not too cold.
If it's not too cold, and hand out candy.
It's not, that thing's not that heavy either.
It's not that heavy.
You take the gas out.
Yeah, take the gas out and just move it.
Because I've tried to move it with the gas in it because I could pick it up, but
right. It
is not smart to do so.
No, we can just take the gas out, move it, and then hook the gas back up.
What did we do this weekend? We went to go see, our cats are brawling. We do see Hustlers.
Yep, saw Hustlers.
Saw that movie.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to see someone do a strip tease to the song Criminal? Watch that movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good movie.
It was fine.
Good movie, you know. You know, it's basically like I could describe it to me. I am a big fan of the movie Boiler Room.
Yes.
And I kind of feel it was definitely like that in respects. But it also kind of, you know, since it was like produced by like Adam McKay, you know, he did The Big Short.
Yeah.
So, and there obviously it's like another take on that. You know, about the recession and stuff like that. That kind of factors into the story.
Yeah.
So, it's a good movie. You should get around to checking that out.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there's any trailers. There's something on there that I was like, fuck that.
But, I'm sure there was something on there that I was like, this is stupid.
9 times out of 10. Oh, well, that's right. The death app.
Oh.
That's right. So I was trying to think. There was something that we saw
Final
in there.
Final Destination, but an app.
I'm not lying. I thought it was like...
That's literally how that movie must have been pitched.
Countdown, it's called.
Yep.
I could not believe...
It's about an app that you put on your phone and you hit it and it tells you how long you have to live and then people start dying. And then if you try to like beat the app, like, you can't.
No, there's a guy, the one guy was like, if you could beat, like, 1 second past the time you're going to live, you will beat the app. It's like, it's a fucking app.
Yeah, it's an app. And then, like, this one, like, in the trailer, this girl's like, I got a new phone. And then, like, the app installs itself on her phone. And she's like, no. Yeah.
That's one of the, when I was watching, I was like, this can't be real. I was like, oh, no, this is a real movie.
I'm just hoping, you know what, if there's good deaths in that movie, I'm going to be happy about it.
I'm willing to watch it.
I'm willing to watch it, sure. I'm going to think it's fucking stupid. But I mean,
well, I don't think
so
anybody gets
Chopping
it
Mall. But I love Chopping Mall, and it's dumb as shit.
Hey, at least Chopping Mall could be real.
Hey, Chopping Mall has a nice head explosion in it.
Chopping Mall's got a lot of things in it.
It sure does. There's a really nice head explosion.
Chopping Mall has, it has a head explosion. It has... It has a bunch of fucking in it. There's
tits.
Yeah, you know,
Hustler's tits.
Not a lot of it though.
Not a ton of tits. I think really because it's like there are tits.
Well, there's the women that are in it. It was just like random women. Like it wasn't any of the leads.
That's true. But I feel like because it was written by women too. So you gotta like it. The one thing that was really evident to me watching Hustlers. Is at the very end, when you see all the dudes at the strip club, it's like, and that's not a spoiler, because there's just dudes in strip clubs all over this movie.
Spoiler, Matt goes to strip club.
Right, that's literally the premise of the movie. You just look at it, and you're like, oh, this entire room is full of marks. Not like fans, but like marks. You know what I mean? Like, I'm Mark, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're the con artist, that guy's the mark.
Uh-huh.
Hey, the whole room's fucking full of marks.
Yeah.
And that's what I think what was most, because usually like when you see like any strip club thing, it's like flipped where it's like the dudes have all the power and then you're like, oh, wait, no, that's not how this is working at all. All these fuckers are marks.
Well, I mean,
every last one of them.
For what it's worth, walking into a strip club in general, you're kind of a mark.
You're
already.
A mark.
Yeah. I mean, regardless of what happens to you in this movie or doesn't.
Right.
You know, you're,
but
you're,
that's what I mean. Like, yeah. It's just like, oh, like you, I think that was very clear. Like, I don't know why. It was just something about the way it was shot. I was just like, oh, I see.
Talking about movies, were you going to say something about a movie?
I was going to mention the Joker thing.
Oh, we could. Do you want to mention that real quick?
With the.
Because I was going to talk about some other stuff.
No. It was the Batman thing, with Jonah Hill.
Oh yeah, well I was going to mention some other movies, but you can go ahead.
I just heard there's a rumor. I don't know if it's confirmed.
Yeah.
That Jonah Hill is supposed to play the Riddler.
True.
In that new Robert Pattinson Batman movie.
Right.
He could have been the Penguin.
Well, I think he had it. From what I was seeing, that he had his choice.
Should have been the Penguin.
To do that. Was he fat still? I can't remember.
I don't remember. Every time I see him, he's a different weight.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. He's always doing something.
He's yo-yo. He yo-yos. And
I feel like that's like a real life thing that he tries to figure, like he's dealing with.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not judging him at all, man. Fucking, it is hard as shit to lose weight. Then you lose it, and then you gain it. And then once you're on that fucking cycle, man, it's impossible. So I'm not judging him at all.
No.
For that, because God knows I've been there. I just feel like he should have been the Penguin. Because he's short.
Yeah.
Kind of chubby.
He's chubby. He could be maniacal.
Sure.
And stuff.
I don't know if I would have put him as the Riddler. But whatever. I mean, again.
I mean.
I have no opinion until I see this movie.
He could have been.
Might be great.
I'm trying to think if there's another.
It might suck. It might not even be true.
Well, they have to actually fucking do this goddamn movie first.
Well, it's not coming out until, like, you know, way past when global warming will kill us all, so I'm not even worried about it.
Maybe the last person on Earth will be able to see it.
Oh, man. If I'm the last person on Earth, I'm going to go treat myself to a screening of whatever that movie is going to be called.
The only places that will be nice and cool on the Earth are the movie theaters.
Just
be Jen in the movie theater watching Batman 2021.
Eating nothing but popcorn.
Radioactive popcorn,
and then dying.
Yeah.
The end.
Oh, that Batman movie was so good.
Man, what a great end.
Glad they showed his death origin, his parents getting killed again.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to let us forget.
I get up, I'm like, God damn. It's like if I walk outside, I will burn alive. They fucking show his parents dying again. I get up and walk outside the theater. Like, I've had enough.
But she'll never see the end.
Don't need to see it if I see one more fucking pearl hit a goddamn asphalt sidewalk.
If I see that Excalibur marquee or the, what was it? No, that was in the new one.
Yeah. Usually it's Zorro.
Zorro, that's right. Excalibur was the one they did in the Justice League one.
Yeah. But usually it's Zorro. If I see that fucking marquee again and I see one more pearl fall in slow motion onto the goddamn pavement, that's it. Throw it in the towel.
See, now I don't watch Beavis. Now I'm getting nostalgic for Beavis.
If we ever do a Patreon, I think we should do a commentary for Beavis.
That's what the...
That would be the one thing we have on Patreon.
I think that Patreon is just us watching Beavis over and over again. Like, because that's one of those things where people just watch, those podcasts where people just watch the same movie and over and over again.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
There's a podcast where somebody just keeps watching these, I think it's an Australian podcast, or maybe it's around here. Maybe it's a U.S. one. They're just watching Grown Ups 2 over and over again. Something like, it's the worst podcast idea in the world or something. That's the name of the podcast.
But is it the same people?
Yeah, it's the same hosts.
What do they possibly have to say about it?
I'm certain they probably just bullshit like they do, like we do here.
Oh.
Just finding ways to talk.
Well, just call it the bullshit podcast.
But they keep watching.
No.
Grown Ups too.
No. I've seen the ones where it's like, we'll talk about it like Star Wars, like 5 minutes at a time or 15 minutes at a time for Fast and the Furious or whatever it is.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Shout out to, they never run our show, were they? Vito and Juan?
No, we were on their show.
We were on their show. Good friends of the podcast, Vito Capicola. Capicola.
Vito Capicola.
Sorry, Vito.
Yeah.
Vito Capicola.
You're a meat.
Vito's a meat. No. Vito Lapicola.
There you go.
And I believe Anthony Ray Bench, a friend of the all friends of the podcast. I think there's another guy on there too.
They're doing the Fast and the Furious 15 minutes at a time. Right?
Is it 15 minutes at a time?
Or five?
No, I think it has to be because it's a quarter mile at a time.
Right, so it's 15 minutes time. Which that's
But
cool.
They're going through like the whole franchise
right.
and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that's cool. Like that I get. I don't understand. Like, I understand that. Like watching sections and doing the thing. I don't understand watching the same movie over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That I don't understand.
I think it's called Too Fast, Too... Yeah, I gotta find it.
Oh,
because
I forgot what it's called. Maybe I can see the cover in my head. I just can't remember what it's called.
So we'll see what happens with that Batman stuff.
Yeah. So our Patreon would literally just be us watching Beavis, like 18 different commentaries of Beavis, or Batman v Superman. I actually kind of do want to watch that movie again. My God, it's awful.
No, I would definitely. I would. I feel like.
That's
worth a rewatch.
That always puts me in a really good mood is like whenever I'm like really, really just like meh, I just re-listen to that We Hate Movies emergency on-screen of Batman v Superman. It's literally one of my favorite things. It just makes me
sick. I kind of feel like we need to do a podcast just about that movie. I feel like that's kind of our calling, you know? Oh, I'm sorry.
Like a commentary of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Fast, So Furious.
There it is.
Excuse me.
See, there's the comment.
Yeah, So Fast, So Furious. They are up to Fast 6.
Shit. Really?
Well, yeah, because they're already up like almost at a year, so they've already gone through.
For some reason, I thought it was way more recent than that.
Well, it was. I mean, the podcast has been starting.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I feel like the podcast only started like 6 months ago because I'm just...
They're going to run out of stuff.
Yeah. Well, don't worry.
Well, you can do Hobbs. You can technically
do
Hobbs
and
Shaw.
You can do Hobbs and Shaw.
And F9. Fast 9.
F9.
F9.
F9?
F9.
Yeah.
And there's going to be... And then Fen.
Maybe one day we'll do a commentary.
We might. I don't know. Maybe that might be our Patreon idea, where we just do commentaries on movies. Like, here's the thing.
What, like all the superhero movies?
Or just movies in general.
Oh, what if we did all the MCU? We would do all the MCUs.
Well, we could technically once we get that Disney service, yeah.
Yeah, we could all the DC movies, and then we could even go back and do like, you know, Blade.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies we could do.
We could do Ghost Rider.
Let's do Spawn.
Spawn? Oh, God, Spawn. I saw that in the theater.
Superman.
Superman's
1, 2, 3, 4.
Anything based on a comic book we could do.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah, I could just see the dollars rolling in.
The three tens of dollars.
I could just see.
Ooh, we could be hundredaires.
Yeah. We could use we could invest the money back into the podcast, and by that I mean buying a box of Mike and Ike's
to eat while we're talking about whatever commentary we're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be a good idea.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe we'll see. So nope. We'll just take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
Afternoon, everybody.
Ryan!
How's that baby treating you, Mr. Daly?
Like Thanos snapping his fingers at my bank account.
In that case, how about a beer on the house?
Sure, gotta give my mouth something to do between podcasts.
Say, Ryan, I don't get how you have so much time for podcasting. Doesn't your wife want you spending time with the baby?
Would you? Truth is, I think she's a little worried about how much time I'm spending with the kid, ever since his first words were Dagobah system. Now she wants me to go out and do something mature, something productive, and most of all, something lucrative that can support the family.
So you're going to...
podcast about Cheers, yeah. That kid's not going to start college for 18 years. I got time. Cheerscast, the podcast where everybody knows your name. Coming soon to the Fire and Water Network.
All right. We're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Haywire, number 3, from December 1988. And you're going to ask us, what the fuck is Haywire?
Or you're going to ask, Sean, why did you make me read this bondage pamphlet?
It's not that much bondage.
I mean, there's a little bit BDSM there towards the end. Anyway, continue. What is a haywire?
Well, so this is the thing. So
DC Comics, mature readers only, ladies.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the highbrow stuff. So, you know, make sure
kids turn this podcast off.
Turn this podcast off. You know, please, women.
Ow, my freaking ears.
men and women, please get out your smoking jackets. And sit in front of a fireplace.
It's about to get sexy.
Sit in front of a fireplace and listen to this podcast because you'll become smart. You're mature.
Well, it's about to get. This is the erotic thriller version of Worst Collection Ever.
Sure, it is.
So this is the Eyes Wide Shut orgy of Worst Collection Ever.
I can't.
Sure.
So
sure it is.
Well, here's the thing. So Haywire was a series that went on for I think a year.
Too long.
And it was basically like a brand new character that they brought out, and it's just a bullshit series that existed, and pretty much only lived in this series. I can't remember if it did anything else. I did look this up, but
this is like a precursor to the grimdark era of the 90s.
Well, see, this is before.
This is 88?
Late 88. So when you had DC was doing the new format and kind of the prestige and the fancy books. So they had some books around this time where it wasn't Vertigo yet. So you had.
Which no longer exists.
RIP Vertigo. Yeah. But you have Hellblazer.
Yeah.
Which just started I think this year. Mm-hmm. You know, Sandman's coming up. Black Orchid.
Right.
What else was there? Swamp Thing.
Mm.
You know, so all these series. And then they were kind of experimenting with some of these other more adult fare, I guess, but kind of tied into some superhero stuff. And the reason why I remember this is not this particular issue, but there was another issue of this comic book that I had because Benny, who we reference very often on the show, and my brother used to go to Flight into Fantasy in Kaisertown. And we would get these blind grab bags of comics.
Oh, my favorite things.
Which, for us back in the, the 90s, late mid 90s, when we didn't have money.
Right.
But we just wanted to buy comics, and we ain't buying new comics we could actually do. I don't know. Yeah. But we just wanted to have comics.
Right.
So we would just buy these, Benny and us, we just buy these blind grab bags. And I remember getting an issue of Haywire in there. And I've always, I didn't remember very well. I just knew there was this green robot looking fellow.
Yeah, it's what Haywire. Now, this is only the third issue. What Haywire actually does, or what his powers are, kind of ambiguous in this issue. You're just kind of I guess he's a robot.
Yeah.
Who is strong.
Well, it's basically some.
Is there a guy in it?
Yeah, well, there's
a thing.
It's a kind of like a. I'm trying to think what you could maybe.
an Iron Man?
But not an Iron Man, but not... It's one
like
of those...
a shitty Iron Man?
Yes, shitty. DC was like, give us shitty Iron Man.
You know what'd be great? A guy in a robot suit, but also some really, I don't know, some chick wearing barbed wire's costume, but like if she was at a swingers club for like older people.
Well, here's the thing. So it's kind of like a...
For like my age people.
Like,
Because, you know, you still want to, you know, get down, but you got to go to work in the morning type of thing going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically it's like a... Of some sort that is like a psionic armor that...
Psionic armor?
Like it...
Is it in his skin?
No, it's like something like where it's like mentally he can summon it. I think that's kind of...
Sure.
What we're dealing with here. And...
Suck a dick, Haywire.
Yeah, and basically it kind of looks... It kind of looks like a Transformer kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of looks like somebody made a really bad lizard outfit. Because he's green.
Yeah, like he's...
It's fine. Whatever. He's green and he's kind of boxy. He's got like a football helmet meets bike helmet.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's a psionic suit of armor.
Sure.
Only a certain type of highly repressed personality can use to its maximum potential. And,
oh, shit. You could wear this.
Yes. And they tried it out with like a hobo.
Super repressed person can use it. Is this why he like goes to bed and like wakes up later?
Well, he's got like a traumatic history because he's...
Well, is it because he doesn't realize he's actually Haywire?
I think he knows.
Is that what's happening in this book?
So anyways, let's well, we'll just talk
whatever.
About the cover.
So here's the cover.
Now the cover, he's so Haywire in this suit is
he's a bucking bronco
being ridden by
a
woman
bronco.
As a bucking bronco by a woman. Who is known as
Lash,
and she's basically a woman in bondage gear.
Yeah, she's even got like a gimp mask, but it's like one of those gimp masks, like not a gimp mask because she's on the ball gag in it, but it has still like a gimp mask, and she has like her hair sticking out the top, and she's in this like bondage lace-up corset thing that like laces between the tits.
Yep.
And she's got garter belts, and she's got big thigh-high boots, and then she has like... pouches.
Oh yeah,
again, early Grimdark.
She was pre-Grimdark.
She's the first, and she's riding
Haywire
like a thing, and she's got him tied up with a chain, and it says love and the lash.
That's right.
And there's like boxes.
Yeah, so they're having a thing there. No, Nightlash. I think his name was Nightlash.
Her name, I think, I don't know. Nightlash might be her name. Yeah. I think you're right. This is Love and Lash on the front.
So,
so we start in this like shitty city. There's a guy watching TVs through that, like, you know, the grate that they pull down at the end of the night, because so you don't break in.
It's basically like a RoboCop.
Yeah, it's a RoboCop. And,
it's a RoboCop kind of deal.
And he's just standing there on the street corner, and nothing's happening in this shot, this big splash page. Until the next page, when these two ladies walk up and they go, "Hey, are you overpaid and undersexed?" And he's like, "The fuck?" And then they're like, "Fuck you." And then they leave. And so then we just hear like somebody getting slapped around.
Yeah.
I don't know if this guy actually has anything to do with the actual story or we're just setting how shitty this scene, like the city is.
Well, we're just setting up something where, cause like, so there's this couple fighting.
Yes.
You know, the man's accusing the woman of cheating on her.
With his brothers.
With his brother.
And when she says, "I didn't sleep with your brothers," he goes, "Oh, what? So my brothers aren't good enough for
yeah,
you?"
Right.
And just keeps punching her in the face.
Ugh. And then, but the news is going on,
yes,
in the background.
There's a lot of information given to us through TV.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
In this thing. So they're talking about this new guy called Haywire. And nobody's really sure. But if you see him, there's like a phone number you're supposed to call.
Yeah.
So she's getting slapped around, and then he shows up at the apartment.
Yeah, Haywire just randomly shows up.
The woman calls this thing, and she's like, "Hey, I found that Haywire guy you're talking about." As Haywire starts kicking this guy's ass.
Yeah.
And she's like,
"There's a lot of room in this apartment.
A ton of room."
Because he's like,
for a robot,
like,
man.
Because, well, for also, yeah, there's a ton of room for a robot man, and also for the robot man to military press this this guy.
Yeah.
That he's beaten up. And then the woman calls up, and she's like, "Hey, I found Haywire.
Is there a reward?"
And the reward...
"Is there a reward?" And they go, "No." And so she goes, basically just hangs up on him. Just like, "Well, then fuck you then."
Yeah, right.
So then we cut to like this big mansion where there's like a dude talking to a bunch of other dudes. I don't know who this dude is.
I think these are the people that are
like
involved. I think they're also involved with this project that created this
Haywire.
So somehow this guy whose name is like Steven Majorski.
Sure. Least comic book name ever.
Yeah. It actually sounds like a guy
like a regular dude from Buffalo.
Steven Majorski sounds like a guy I went to school with.
You probably did go to school with Steven
Definitely is a guy who I saw in a yearbook that graduated from when my sister started.
Pretty much.
In school. Like, yeah. It was like older, like a Polish guy in his 40s.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, but these criminals, I'm assuming they're criminals, are talking and they're like, well, they're trying to like figure out how to protect themselves from Haywire. And then they're like, I forgot which one they're talking to here.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people milling about.
And they're like, oh, how come you don't have any guards? And the one guy's like, well, I got this bondage babe. And Nightlash comes in and she starts whipping and
kicking people out of the house, I guess. Not really sure. She's just like whipping people, and she's like, I don't know. There's some guy like moving. And he's like, I can't even stand up.
Why did she just beat up these dudes?
She just shows up and starts kicking ass. No idea why. And then,
because there's a an army coming or some sort. Like the police are coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The police are coming, and so
she goes outside, and there's like I guess the police are showing up there, and she like throws a chain at a helicopter.
Yeah, she does like something out of like Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
where like she pulls a helicopter down. She basically just throws like a chain into a helicopter.
This causes
it to crash.
Like that part in that trailer from Hobbs and Shaw, where like The Rock is like holding on to like a car, but also a helicopter at the same time.
Yeah,
she kind of does that.
And then she overtakes a tank and just starts shooting. She kicks a dude in the face with her spur.
Yeah, and then she has like a big gun and she starts shooting everybody. She's blowing up cars.
Mind you, she's doing all this looking like the Gimp from
all sexy.
All sexy and stuff like that.
So then we're back in the city.
We got this guy, Mr. Kingman, is talking about, he's setting up like cameras.
Yeah.
In this house, in this building or whatever.
And then we have more TV exposition.
Tons of TV exposition. They're basically just all like, yeah, you know, we need, there's like a bunch of drugs in this city. I think it's like a New York City or Westchester.
It's like a New York.
And they're like, well, we need to basically get the act together.
Right.
But then they report on this Japanese assassin being murdered. No, the Japanese assassin who killed a prosecutor in the previous issue, he's in the hospital and he's, you know, just about, he's not doing well.
DED. Oh, yeah. And then they're like putting in a tape of like a guy reporting in front of like a funeral. It's really confusing what's happening. I don't actually understand what's going on right here.
I think we're kind of like flashing back because here's the thing. So when I understand the guy that's in this armor, this Majorski guy, his parents were killed in some sort of horrible way.
But was his mother wearing pearls?
We do not know.
Well, then it's not.
I don't have issue one.
It's not traumatic if the mother isn't wearing a pearl necklace.
I think his father.
I think that's the rule.
Maybe his father. I think his father was the prosecutor or something like that. And
well, your parents can get gunned down. That's not really a problem. The problem is if she's wearing pearls when it happens.
And is the father carrying popcorn?
Yes. Is the father carrying popcorn?
At least in the Tim Burton universe.
Yes. And is the mother wearing pearls? If neither of those things are true, you should not have any residual trauma about watching your parents get murdered.
Nope. You'll be fine. So they're watching a video of a funeral. His father was a philanthropist, Majorski. Okay. And he was gunned down as he was about to be summoned to testify before a grand jury about his ties to, you know, some
the
sort
mob.
Of pro- yeah the cop the mob
Basically
or something
mob.
Like that.
It's always the mob.
And there's a guy taking pictures, and they're trying to figure out who this guy is taking pictures. The Haywire guy is kind of trying to
put this all together. So then we cut to this woman at a diner, and she's like talking to somebody who's going over all these pictures. He's like, hey.
Oh, no, he's not talking. We just cut to a diner randomly.
Oh, I thought that was the guy at the counter, but oh, no. So this woman at a diner, and he's like, the dishwasher says, like, hey, you should do something. And she's like, oh, no, I can't. I'm like supposed to do a showcase or something tomorrow.
Yeah.
So then I guess we follow this. I'm assuming this is the same woman.
Yeah, same woman.
We follow this woman, and she's going to – I assume this is Haywire. Am I wrong here?
No, this isn't the woman or the guy?
The guy.
No, it's not the guy.
Who the fuck is this guy then?
This is Haywire, this guy, this motherfucker.
Who the fuck is this guy? Or this woman? Who does –
I think he's the guy that had the – oh, God, yeah, I know. This is a confusing book.
It's so confusing. So she's like sitting on top of him, and she wants him to blindfold her. Or tie her up a little bit, whatever. And this is why I thought he was Haywire, because when you said he was super anxious. And because he's like, no, I can't. Like, it makes me feel weird. And she's like, what the fuck, dude? You've got all these cameras all over the place.
Yeah.
You're filming us fucking. And I don't care that you're filming us fucking, but you're not going to do anything fun. And he's like, what? I just feel weird. And so she, like, puts on a bathrobe coat. I don't even know. And sunglasses, because it's night. And she leaves. And then it says 12:10 a.m. and then there's like a bunch of fucking. There's some dude on a catwalk watching other dudes take pictures.
Well, this is Haywire, and he's talking to this guy who was taking the pictures at the
funeral
because the guy was like a police photographer or something like that. Basically, trying to use, you know, talking to this guy to try to find a way to get information about who killed his parents or, you know, whatever. Then a truck fucking smashes through, and a bunch of guys in masks come out to look for some diamonds. Because this guy's like, they're sitting on standing on a catwalk for some reason. Just
I was
like,
wondering what the fuck was going on, because I just click and like all these flashies, and I thought all these dudes were photographers.
No, they got like, they're looking at diamonds, but for some reason it also looks like it's like in the
sweatshop.
Like, but it's like an outdoor diamond.
It's an outdoor diamond sweatshop.
Outdoor diamond sweatshop, and so this guy's taking these pictures, but then goons show up, and they were like, hey, we're going to come and, steal these diamonds. But thankfully, Haywire is there.
Yeah.
And Haywire is just throwing trucks around.
Yeah.
Bullets
are bouncing off of him.
The way these bullets are drawn that bouncing off of him, they just kind of look like bird shit.
Yeah, either that or somebody threw spitballs at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just spitballed him.
And as that's going
and we're
on,
in like an industrial area.
Yeah, I don't understand this purpose of this industrial.
Well, I'm assuming that's where their
factory also does
outdoor diamond sweatshop.
Outdoor diamond sweatshop,
and that's where all of a sudden Nightlash shows up, and she's like, "Hey there, buddy, time for us to dance." And he like smacks her back, and she's like, "Yeah, I like it." Because she's like, "I'll talk about how much she loves pain,
yeah,
and like how much this is getting her off or whatever." And so then she throws a grenade, and then she ties him up, and she's got spurs, and there's like a bunch of like kicking and smacking. And
this arm ain't worth shit.
Yeah, it kind
of
sucks.
Is it made out of plastic?
Yeah, I think so.
Because she's like digging her spurs in, and she's riding him, and
talking about how hot it is or whatever. And then he throws her. She's got a lot of grenades in her little.
What is he holding
pouches.
Up here? What is he? Does he grab her outfit? No. Oh, he grabs part of her top.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Because he's kind of grabbing, like...
It's not like she has a lot on anyway.
Yeah, but he grabs part of that, and then he just throws her, and he rips some of that off. Looks like he's holding, like, her hair, but he's not holding her hair.
Yeah, it
kind of
looks like he's throwing, like, holding seaweed.
Yeah, and then he just throws her, and then she uses a blackout bomb to kind of escape, so she runs off topless into the night. And
this is what I thought Nightlash and that guy were the same thing, because...
No,
because
this guy's blonde.
So is Nightlash. Or no, so is Haywire.
Yeah.
That's why the guy having sex is the same person.
It's not the same guy.
It's got to be the same person. That guy's blonde too.
I don't think it's the same guy.
Are you sure? Because this is the only reason this clock thing makes any sense. So she leaves. Clock says 12:10, right? Then we have him talking to all these people. Then at the very end, after he fights.
She's referring to this guy as Alex. I think his name is Alex Kingman.
Isn't that Night?
No, that's Steve Majorski. Remember?
No, I thought Steve Majorski was the guy who funded this whole thing.
No, Steve Majorski is the guy, the jabroni that got stuck wearing this being bonded psionically because he's nervous.
Okay, so how does this clock thing make any sense then?
Because
because then all of a sudden it's 7:30, he sits up. And he's like,
I think we're just switching between clocks. I think we're just using that as a way
He's like, maybe I'm getting better. At least this time I didn't sleep through it. Back muscles ache like crazy, though. Muscle tensions maybe from that argument with Caroline. I know what Dr. Reisman would say about it, but sometimes I don't think these pains are psychosomatic, and that's where we see all the scratches on his back from the fight he just had. The only way that fucking clock thing makes any sense.
Also, he's referencing the same doctor in this.
Yes. That's why I think he doesn't really remember, because he has all that like repressed anxiety.
Oh, and there's
I don't
Caroline.
Think he
okay.
remembers being haywire.
He doesn't remember being haywire, but he's got the... But okay, so it's the same guy.
Yes, because he... So she leaves. Mm. He thinks he goes to sleep, but what really happens is he goes out as haywire.
Why is she referring... Why is she referring to him as... It's Alex here, but it's clearly it's not the same. It's not the same person.
Well, Google what Haywire's name actually.
Steve Bajorski. Remember,
sure?
I went to school with him.
Yeah, I know, but what if I thought the
I have it right here.
I thought Steve Bajorski was the guy who's like funding this whole thing.
No, Steven Bajorski is this jabroni here,
uh-huh.
in the Haywire costume, right?
Okay, then who the fuck is this Alex guy?
I don't know.
This is really confusing. I don't know what's happening. So is this just...
Well, no, it's a... No, wait. So it's Alex that's waking up.
Yeah. I don't understand. But this doesn't make any sense unless it's Haywire. Unless
maybe
a villain. Unless he is Nightlash.
No, I think some... Okay, I am going to say here, because there's Alex Kingman, who's this guy.
Uh-huh.
Who is with Carolyn, who is... Or maybe...
This book doesn't make any sense.
Why are there two dudes?
I don't know. And they're both blonde. That's what's also very frustrating. They're both blonde. And they both have long, stringy hair. Blonde, stringy hair.
You know what, guys? Don't read this book.
Yeah, don't read this. No. Definitely not recommend.
That's it
don't
for Haywire.
Don't fucking read. Because I don't even know what's happening. Because
the story is over. That's it for Haywire number 3 from December 1988. Yeah, I can't.
Nope. No Haywire. Why did you make me read the bondage pamphlet?
Because, I mean, we'll look at it. I remember at Second of Charles, and I was like...
I would have bought it, too. It's a fucking ridiculous cover. I agree with you. But holy fuck, is this a stupid book? It doesn't make any sense.
No, and I don't know if... Because Steven Bajorski is supposed to be Haywire, but who the fuck...
But maybe he doesn't realize he's Haywire. Maybe he's got a split personality.
Oh.
I don't know. That's not in the book. That's just I have to guess, because there's nothing in the book that tells me who the fuck that guy's supposed to be. Well, as I guess.
See, and I'm upset because
Sorry. Do you want to? Do you want to punch the book? Show me on the book.
I'm stepping on it
where it hurts you.
Everywhere.
Show me on this doll where the book hurts you.
It hurts me in my heart, because it's one of those things. You know what it is? It's one of those things where if you ever get that part, the thing where like. You know you're smart enough to comprehend reading something and understanding something,
but
you can't get it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really frustrating.
I had many grad school classes like that.
I had a lot of that going on.
Especially when we were talking about
school.
Like fucking, not grade school, but like when we were talking about like all that like philosophical like bullshit thinking where, there were so many books that we had to read. I just never understood any of it. It just didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
I'm too literal, too concrete of a human.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Don't read Haywire.
No, don't.
It will upset you.
Unless,
but not in the way
you're
that
into it.
Unless if you're into like mature readers books. I mean,
maybe this book was supposed to hurt me because it's like a BDSM book and it's supposed to make me suffer.
Good call.
Yeah.
Let's write a letter to DC and being like,
in 1988, you brought me into your fetish without my consent. By publishing Haywire, number 3.
Why?
Why? Why would you do that to somebody who's not consented?
Yeah, it's pretty shitty
of
them.
If you're into that, pick this book up.
Yeah, if you like pain.
Yeah, if you're into pain.
If you like mental pain.
Yeah, if you like mental pain and like going, what the fuck, over a 20-page comic book, this is the book for you.
Which is kind of saying something, considering we've read a lot of comics that make us go, what
There's
the fuck?
There's been a lot of what the fucks, but at least I can usually tell what character I'm supposed to be looking at. I can't fucking tell at the end of this book who's who. Anyway.
It's not a good book.
No, it's a bad book.
Well, that's it for this week's show, folks.
Yep.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. Or email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and anywhere you get this podcast. Tell your friends and share the good word of Worst Collection Ever. We would really appreciate that. So Thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.